Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you.
Thank you so much to our sponsor, So Many Robots, for this miniseries. Songs of the Spellbound Sea is a 200-plus page book containing everything you need for thrilling adventures at sea. Check it out for three new classes, the Troubadour, Swashbuckler, and Bloodrager, dozens of new subclasses, a complete set of seafaring rules for naval combat, ocean travel, and building your own floating stronghold at sea, hundreds of spells including, but not limited to, the entire Spells That Don't Suck project. New species, new monsters, mini settings, enchanting islands you can drop into any existing game for instant adventure. You can pre-order the book on BackerKit at www.spellbound-c.backerkit.com/hosted_pre-orders.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through their tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Welcome back to this another fine episode of 5GMs Presents Dead Man's Arbitrage. I'm Jesse, and I'm your DM for today. And let's start on my right.
Hello, my name is Kim, and I'm playing Captain Nara Hano. And honestly, we kind of took this boat. I didn't realize that dinosaur and someone who's cursed would would do that, you know? So here we are.
Hello, I'm Tan, and I'm playing Nyctophina for Waterspout. and I'm really friggin' excited. And
got to tie a guy up.
Yeah, got the tie guy up. I scared him a little. He might have piddled his pants, guys. I'm not even joking. We can move on to our lovely guest.
Hello, I'm Utahime. I'm playing this team's bosun, Eris Jinxie Cromwell. And she's just trying to make sure that these guys stay alive. Because they definitely are an interesting bunch. That she's tied herself to.
Audience, give me some sugar. It's Tanner. Jesse said, right. I'm looking at my hands. Left, right. I don't know. Left one is the one that makes the L.
Who this are you guy. Playing?
This guy. I'm playing Edward.
This guy. Howdy, hey. I'm Adam, and I'm playing Juniper. And sometimes you gotta turn into the Earth Shakers and drown some guys. And I actually haven't turned into an Earth Shaker yet, but, you know, we're hanging out. I'm a druid. Pretty high level. Druids are good. More people should play druids. They're just a little convoluted. And anyways,
all right. You guys just captured this this little scout ship. We were able to save Foxy. So what do you guys do with the ship? Are you just going to leave it adrift?
Do we want to leave it adrift? Because then they might find it. Because it's on a, well, it was on a route. And then if they find it off the route with no one on it.
Let's sink it. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, let's just throw out the anchor. So just.
Oh, yeah, that works.
It stays there. All right. Yeah. You guys drop the anchor.
Yeah, we'll just do that.
Okay, so Foxy's like, oh, he gives you all a hug. He's like, I'm so happy you guys saved me. Now I'm going to go make that cheddar, you guys.
All right, so we needed Foxy to go give these guys their weapons and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we have the weapons and everything?
Yeah,
on
yeah.
That's, okay, I think right. That's what the lizards inspected.
I figured. I just wanted to make sure.
yeah, so she's like, okay, we got to wait till nightfall. And then there's a little hidden little waterfall on the north side of the island that hides a big cave that we can sail right Sick. Into and do the trade-off with.
I call to my natural brethren and I call to the birds.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye out again just in case anything comes our way.
All right, they give a salute and then they start flying around.
Do they ever, like, not listen to you?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't witnessed that.
Do you have a favorite?
A favorite bird?
Yeah.
Yo. Aw.
I was wondering if there's like one of them that listens to you more than the others do.
Well,
you
to
know?
Be fair, most of them around here are pretty cool with me because I feed them. I don't command them. I can just talk with them.
You know, I get the same results with the crew. You know, I give them snacks sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're just people.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, they're just people.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of odd, aren't you?
I forgot you were here.
We rescued you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made that guy piss his pants.
It's true.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. He's a little dick. He threw stuff at me.
I think piss isn't a bad word.
Glad he peed his pants.
Right? Piss isn't.
No, it's a bad word.
It is.
You told me it wasn't a bad word. Oh my god. I just walk away, distraught.
All right. So, you guys just kind of sail around, wait till nighttime. Foxy directs you guys to the northern part of the island. It doesn't take long till you see this massive waterfall that leads into the ocean, and she directs you guys to head for the center of it and just go in nice and slow.
Everybody wait. Can I go scout it?
Yeah, if you want.
I'm going to adapt myself swimming speed. I'm just going to swim out there, and I can breathe underwater, so I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to go like 30 feet down, so that way I won't get seen.
Yeah.
Because I have my little bell. Actually, I can breathe underwater from adaptation too. Great spell. And iguana swim. And go check it out.
All right, so you go in, and so it's this pretty massive cave. Mm-hmm. You can see that, from what you can see from underwater, there is like a wooden dock, it looks like.
I'm going to come up and like look.
Okay, so you peek out, and it's a pretty massive cave, and there's a bunch of like salamander people walking around. They all have like dark skin, but they have like stripes and spots that are colored in yellow and red.
Psst.
One of them looks around.
Down here.
Who are you? And he has a spear, and he kind of points
at
you.
Whoa. No, we're cool. We're cool. I'm Juniper.
Okay.
Are you on the level?
Are you on the level?
I hate the Belgae.
Bro, same here. Dab me up.
Dab him up.
All right, so we're cool if I bring my crew in here. If the crew I'm a part of comes in here, right?
Well, who's the rest of your crew?
They also hate the Belgae.
You know what? Bring them in.
Amazing.
Go back. Tell something.
All right.
Guys, they hate the Belgae.
All right, you just waltzed up?
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of salamander people in there.
Okay.
Axolotl people? What do you like to be called?
Looks at you.
Whoa.
We're different, actually. So salamanders and axolotls are actually kind of similar in
my genus?
I just listen.
I just sit there and get educated.
Yeah. I get educated. That's my bad.
All right, so we sail into the waterfall.
All right, so you go in. So the salamander people are all kind of surrounding the dock. They seem to be kind of at the ready to fight. They have spears ready and bows and stuff. And so Foxy kind of walks out and he's like, hey, we're good. We brought you guys the weapons and some food.
Yeah.
You
that one's my
the,
friend.
You guys brought the weapons, right?
Yeah,
we're going to go down. And
yeah, we'll go down.
Start having can we have a crew?
Yeah. Unload.
Jimison is like, all right, boys, let's get this stuff unloaded.
Nice.
So it seems like the Kadal people are still kind of like on guard against you guys, but they're not actively hostile towards you.
Okay.
All right. So one of them shows up. He has large yellow spots all across his body. And he says, I'm Quarta. I'm the leader. And what you've done for us will definitely be a lot of help fighting off the Belgae Trading Company. So they open up the crates and you see their guns. Eris, give me a perception check.
Okay. All right. That is... Hold on one second. Where is my... Jeez. Okay, that is a 25.
Oh, okay. So they open the crate and you look at the guns and you immediately notice that these are pretty old guns. And you inspect close enough that they have a little star on them. And you know, back in the day, these guns were known for being super unreliable and shitty. And so, so they're given pretty shitty guns.
And this was Victor who provided them with the really crappy guns?
Yeah.
Oh, there's just like this loud, ooh, no. I hate to tell you, new friends, you got a load of crap. Utter crap. Like, the crappiest
like, no,
of
no,
crap.
No, 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 no. These are good guns. They're fine. Don't worry about it. We got you some good gunpowder.
Good gunpowder does not work inside of a crappy piece of material that this is.
It's more about the training. As long as we get you trained up, we'll be fine.
Well, who's gonna train them?
Well, I mean, I started doing a little bit of training with them. Do a couple drills.
Let us see what Foxy trains you with. Can someone show me what you've been doing?
And he's like, okay. And so he's like, all right. So they pick up the guns. They're not loaded right now, but they're like, line up. And they kind of get into a line, and then they kind of do like fire. They do a little volley fire. So, I mean, it seems fine. It's nothing, you know, nothing special, but it's pretty standard.
Right.
Eris is going to take a gun really quick. Mm-hmm. And then letting Juniper continue, but like, it's going to take, like, obviously there's that rust that kind of covers the gun, the body of the gun. But she's looking at it while Juniper's talking.
I'm going to go over to Edward.
Okay, so I'm not the best with people. And I'm going to be really rude right now. And I need you... You know when you have to have someone else check your professional email for you to make sure you're not threatening people?
Yeah, I look at Outlook all the time.
Yeah, so I'm going to need you to do that for me.
Okay.
Nixie's going straight up to Foxy. Because she doesn't ask people to check her.
Do you want me to say it for you? If you can tell me what you're
do
trying
you
to
lie?
Say.
Oh.
I've never like, lied in my life.
It looks like we got beat to it.
Can I insight? Yes. Can I insight that too?
Yeah.
Wait, is this Foxy saying that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think what Nixie means to ask is, did you know about the guns?
Well, look, a gun is only as good as the person using it.
That's
how
untrue.
Long did you know my coven? And like gestures to the salamander people.
I've been kind of meeting up with them for the past couple of months.
Nixie.
And you wouldn't lie to them?
Nixie, my dear, do you mind putting, what is a fruit? Is there a fruit or something nearby? Like an apple or some type of
Yeah, anything? In the crates there would have been like some fruit.
Would you mind taking that piece of fruit there and putting it on top of our friend Foxy? Was it Foxy's head?
Foxy, how about you sit down for a second?
Oh, you know,
I feel like I need to do a little target practice so we can see how good these guns actually are.
We don't have to like use it on me.
My
though.
Friend Aerith is a really, really good shot.
She's a great shot.
I just met you guys. I feel like it's not good for me, you know.
No, well, you're friends with my cousins.
Yeah,
and
we're all bros.
And you don't lie,
too.
Right?
I've never lied in my life.
Mm-hmm, so this should be perfectly fine.
Yeah, just kind of using druidcraft, the water starts pulling around her feet. I'm like, I advise you, listen.
Oh, okay. I'll show you that these are good quality guns.
Yeah, I just want to be clear. Nixie doesn't have any, like, this isn't malice. This is, like, straight up, like, oh, like, we're friends. Mm-hmm. This is what we're doing. We're homies. Like, we're gonna figure it out together. Yeah. So, okay. Here you go. And I just, I like, jump up and put the thing.
All right. So, all right. Give it a go.
All right.
At any time, you can tell us to stop.
Eris is going to try to take, like, basically slowly looking like she's taking aim at Foxy, like, right above Foxy's head, and, like, just kind of, like, making it more dramatic than it needs to be to try to see if, basically, Foxy starts getting scared and pissing her pants.
Sweat a little.
No, she's, like... She seems to be standing tall. She's like, but she's clearly nervous, but she's standing tall.
Okay. I'm gonna roll for it then. She's gonna try.
All right. Roll me an attack.
No lie. That was a nat one.
Yeah. So Edward's just gonna pop up. So hold on a minute.
While
if
you're talking, the gun
back.
Explodes in her hand.
Oh
my goodness.
That's actually better than I thought. Why? That's a better outcome than I thought I was going to have. No offense, Eris. Are you okay?
Hold on, let me.
Yeah, damage.
Oh, you only take one damage, so you're good. You just get a little singed that. On your
yeah,
hand.
Yeah, you just see Eris kind of like dust off her shoulders. I'm fine.
I'm sure that was just a bad one. You know?
Well, good thing we have a whole
of
crate of them.
Well,
you have another one, and I hand it to Foxy.
We can't stand here wasting time. We got to get them armed. We got to get them out there.
This isn't
and we
wasting
need to
time.
Get back.
This is quality control.
You know, they're fine. They've inspected the guns. See, don't the guns look good?
If they inspected the guns, and they wouldn't have let a faulty one in there.
Oh, that's true.
Well, look, there's a bunch of guns in there. Like, you know, you're going to have a couple bad ones. That's just how it works.
Is that how that works?
No, absolutely
yes,
not.
I know trading.
Miss Foxy.
Yeah?
I'm not a very smart axolotl, but I'm starting to think that maybe you're lying to us.
No, no, these are quality weapons.
I don't know, Ed, what do you think?
You know, I think maybe our first problem is that you're trying to line up and shoot them when they have obviously better weapons and ships than you. You shouldn't be trying to fight them in direct combat. That's our first problem, but
in
we can
line.
Get to the gun thing.
Oh, yeah, no, no, we're planning on ambushing them.
Foxy, okay. Do you deserve pants?
What does that mean?
Well, I heard through the grapevine that some people don't deserve pants.
That's
because
great.
They are what was the word? The
dishonest.
This duplicitous asshole.
Look, I am just a small business owner, woman led, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like as you guys having a female captain, I feel like we should be supporting each other.
That's interesting.
Unless you're bad feminists.
Route.
Is Victor not your boss?
Well, I mean, I'm independent. I work for him. I'm more of an independent contractor, you know. You know, like a plumber or something.
Is that the contract you want to tie yourself to?
I mean, look, they have the payment right there. They looked at the guns and the food, and it's good. We could just take it and go back to Victor, and we'll be good.
No. Captain?
Yeah, I don't particularly like what's going on here. And I don't appreciate giving these fine folks some faulty weapons.
They're not faulty. It's just they just one bad one.
Pick one up.
He picks one up. It's fine. Look at it. Inspect
Load it.
I mean, I'm not much of a gunfighter.
But
more
you're
of a
training
sword.
Them.
Yeah, I mean, I know about gunfighting. Okay, she loads it.
Fire it up.
All right. So it just kind of, she goes to fire, and the gunpowder kind of just, like, burns, but it doesn't explode.
Duplicitous. And then I punch her in the face.
I learned that from Eris.
Oh, you're growing.
Rolled a punch. It was a really bad punch. 13 is not. Yeah.
Yeah. She kind of dodges out of the way. Like, hey.
Nixie, look. Nixie, come here for a second, dear.
Duplicitous. Guys.
Do you want to try that again? But this time I'm going to. And then she just throws. She throws Nixie, like, just basically, like, it's a flying punch,
crazy.
But, like, she throws Nixie like a spear in
yeah.
the direction.
All right.
It's perfect.
Give me an attack with advantage.
Yes.
And also, what I'm trying to do, because I have something called Destroyer, I have advantage anyway on ability or attack rolls to damage or destroy things. So, yeah.
Okay, I got 18.
That is, that's a 22.
Okay, yeah, so you throw her like a spear just right in the face. And so roll me some damage. And then we'll add your, like, force damage that you have to it, too.
Yeah, perfect.
Since you rolled really
perfect.
Well.
That's 4.
5.
So you guys do 9 damage. So it did, obviously, she's still up because she is still kind of a fighter. So she's still up, but that definitely hurt. You're like, yeah. Well, what is your plan? You're going to, some guns is better than no guns. You want to just send them back out there hoping for the best?
Let's.
And I'm going to pull the captain aside for a sidebar. Mm. I'm like,
let's take the ship. We're here. We're not going to leave these guns. I think it's time. And I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're more than welcome to leave me, but I'm not going to leave here until I destroy and or take that ship.
All right.
I'll ask the axolotls what they want to do.
We'll go ask the salamander axolotls.
They're not
cousins.
Yeah. I'm not getting it.
It's fine. You don't have to.
Well, because I'm also, I'm like,
we're
all
the same.
We're
all the
same.
We all have tails.
We all have tails. We swim like this. Anyways, I'm gonna see. Actually, I'll ask you to do it again.
Can you talk to the salamanders and see what they want to do?
So Jesse,
mm-hmm.
I'll go up, and I'll say, I'll go up to Corda specifically and say, Corda friend. First of all, we haven't met. My name's Edward. It's nice to meet you. Listen, so, and I kind of look back at the group, and I lean into his ear. It looks like our supplier, our person we're transporting this for, trying to sell you some mediocre weaponry, and I don't think it's going to be the best for the thing you're doing here right now. So I think I think the plan, I think what my crew's thinking, I'm the leader of the crew. I think what the crew's thinking
I'm like wrestling with this lady on the ground.
I think what my crew's thinking is that they want to help you, but that you shouldn't use these weapons. So we might try to commandeer some other ones or help you in whatever your next move is. Do you know what you guys are doing next? What's your plan?
Well, they set up patrols, so we were hoping to use these guns to ambush their patrols and start taking them out, you know, kind of picking away at them.
Well, so that makes sense. Maybe with the plan, if I can make a small suggestion to your plan, maybe you should, when you eliminate, kill the first patrol, and that's then the take their weapons and use those weapons and leave the bad ones either somewhere else or on the bodies. I don't really care. They're not really useful. Or you can sell them to somebody else, I guess. But yeah, you should be arming yourselves with their weaponry. You shouldn't be taking victories.
Yeah, we are doing that, but we can't. The problem with that is we need to arm a whole bunch of people. And so
I will say, as starkly against these weapons as I am, I can fix a handful of them to arm a small group. If I do that, I will need to relax for a bit because I will just burn myself out.
Well, they're like, you can stay in this cave as long as you need.
So if we want to start a portion of that plan with me doing that.
And then use that time to also scout.
Scout, get some more information.
Find out how many bodies are on this island.
Yes.
See what their route is.
And then we need to deal with the ship.
So Foxy's like, oh, well, I think it's best if we just head back to Victor with the payment.
Who asked
you? I don't think duplicitous assholes deserve a voice.
I will
ask. I do.
Based off of that, I will ask, Corda, I know I said you shouldn't take these weapons, but it sounds like you're going to take at least a few of them. So are you going to pay for any of them?
Well, we have the box of nuts that you requested.
I pump my fist, you know, in excitement at the prospect of money.
Mm-hmm. And then Foxy's like, well, wait, this is... Okay, so this is not a great plan because one of the justifications they're using for the naval blockade is to stop piracy. So if you guys, if pirates are shown floating or they're caught floating around, it'll just give them more justification to send more men.
Right, but we're not going to do it as pirates. We're going to do it as them.
But you're not salamander people.
I'm pretty close.
I'm pretty close too.
Okay. I'm just saying, you might be putting these people into more danger than
giving them faulty weapons to fight people who want to hurt them already.
Give me an insight check.
11.
Okay, so you get the feeling that she may not be telling the whole truth about something, but you can't really figure out what.
Got it.
Ed, she's lying about something, but I gotta get mended.
I never lie.
Duplicitous.
I'm gonna start opening the crates, and I'm just so mending is a cantrip. Mm-hmm. How well can mending fix these guns? Because mending fixes broken things.
Yeah, so they're old. So I'll say like it'll restore them. Mm-hmm. So they'll be better off than they were.
Okay, so I'm just gonna begin taking one out at a time. And I do that for hours. I just have them bring me a gun. I mend it. I hand it off to somebody, and then I advise we do quality control. We can keep someone in the distance.
I'll assign Aerith to quality control because Aerith knows firearms.
Aerith is so cool.
Well, I will need somebody else to handle said gun, and I observe since. And then she like kind of does like a showing of her hands, like spirit fingers, like hello. It's gonna be rusty after I handle it.
Nixie, you want to help?
Well, my hands are generally pretty slippery, but I'm down.
I'm going to talk to Foxy. So I at least need some time if I'm going to.
Yeah, so we're doing this on the side. I mean, I'm just mending, and then we're doing quality control.
I am helping with that.
Juniper, you mend. Nixie, you grab the guns. And Eris, you inspect. Great. Go team.
We were already doing that.
And then I go up to Foxy.
In the far reaches of the world, under a lost and lonely hill, lies the forgotten Tomb of Corridors and all its many ills. This labyrinthine crypt filled with monsters, traps, and treasure seeks to destroy your mortal form and steal your soul forever. Originally called Tomb of Horrors, based off the original created in 1979, included in my version of Tomb of Corridors will be its own background information, a legend of the tomb as it relates to the land of Hyrenor, and quite a few unserious hijinks. I'm Amelia Somm, and I will be your Dungeon Master. Embarking within the tomb, we also have
Haley as the Queen's Ravens,
Stella Jo as the Sacrificial Sisters of Alpha Kappa Mori,
Cyrus as a lesbian who keeps coming back wrong.
New episodes release on Mondays, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. HeroForge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often. New content is added every week.
This isn't a great idea. We shouldn't get on Victor's bad side. He's an arms dealer. Not a good idea to get on the bad side of an arms dealer.
I lean like against a wall or a crate or something. I say, Foxy, do you see Juniper over there? And I point at Juniper.
Yeah?
Literally earlier today, Juniper told me that he eats people. And I'll level with you. I don't know if he's telling the truth or not, but if look at him.
Yeah,
do you think he eats people?
He looks like a little goblin man. He might.
Might eat people. I'll level with you. I'm not like super into the whole dying for a cause that I'm not a part of necessarily, but
I get it.
I don't want to get eaten either. So okay. If Juniper says you're not telling us the whole truth, if you could at least tell me the whole truth so I can get you and I out of this mess, I'd really appreciate it.
Dude, I love you. I'm on your side.
Thanks, buddy.
But she's like, okay, get close. All right, I see you're obviously a logical man.
I lean in.
Look, so I'm sure you probably guess that he's trying to harm both sides. There's a whole plan to this, because this has happened. This same story has happened several times.
Yeah, I actively roll my eyes when she says that. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
So there is a larger plan. That the idea was that we give them these guns. They ambush and kill a couple patrols, right? And then that ends up pushing the trading company to attack the main island. And when the ship is... And so the ship will be undermanned, the Clore, or whatever it's called, is gonna be undermanned, and then that's the time we can hit. Because I've been talking to some people, and it seems like that ship isn't as strong as people say it is. So when it's undermanned, when they do a large scale land invasion, I think a good ship could get in there and take it. And then we can have it for our company.
I got it. I see. So, do you think the full force of the Belgade Trading Company will, be an insurmountable, you know, force against these salamanders? And I look at the salamanders.
Well, I mean, using these guns, yeah.
Right. And Victor doesn't want to provide better guns because...
Because he's just trying to give them good enough guns to start killing people. And then, you know, for the invasion, they're going to need more gunpowder. They're going to need more bullets.
Thank you for putting that together for me.
So if we side with Victor, then... We're going to be the main logistics system for this area. We're going to become rich. Like this little nut that they have sells for a lot. Like we could be rich. Like I'm not saying like rich. I'm talking like owning a country rich.
When you say logistics system, what do you mean?
Well, so Victor has his whole system, right?
Uh-huh.
So we'll be arming everyone here.
Okay, and then we take nuts from them.
Yeah, they pay us with nuts, and then once they inevitably lose, we trade with the company, and then they give us gold.
Damn it!
It's the perfect plan.
What if we, and I point to the crew, And you take the ship for Victor, but also help these people, and maybe because we'll help them, we'll get a better deal with Victor, will get a better deal with to buy the nuts. So we don't have to, and then we can, in the ensuing war, Victor can still like provide weapons to both sides, but he gets a better price for the nuts, and the crew doesn't try to kill you and me.
You don't become super rich by buying nuts. You get super rich by taking nuts.
Damn.
So, I mean, we'll make money that way, but we're not going to be, like, royalty rich if we do it that way, you know?
Foxy, I just had an idea. I'm going to... I think that the best way for us to live through this by not getting killed by my crew, mm-hmm. by not getting mutinied by my crew... And also surviving whatever Victor is going to throw at us is to help the salamanders more and also get that ship, the one, you know, that Victor
crawl
wants.
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah, we capture that. We start our own little pirate fleet and then repel Victor whenever he tries to fight us. And maybe the salamanders will give us free nuts. And then by the profits we get from the free nuts, we can use to hire more pirate crews and build our own little pirate fleet. Now, see, because I've told you this plan, if you're not in on it. If the crew likes this plan and you don't agree to it, then I can't promise that Juniper won't eat you. And again, I'm not threatening you. I'm just letting you know what might happen logically. So what do you think of that, Foxy?
I think that's the dumbest plan I've ever heard in my life. Oh, you capture this ship, the whole Belgae company will be, not only the company, the country will be after you to get it back or to sink it.
Belgae is a country?
Yeah.
I think that's more of a, it's kind of a cross that bridge when we get to it sort of problem.
Blowing up is across the bridge when we get there?
You would be surprised at how much I've lived through by thinking this way.
Oh, God.
All right.
Look, listen, I'll help, but I'm not getting on that ship. All right. I will make it clear right now.
Foxy, I'll see if I can talk the crew into not mentioning your name so that whoever wins, like, this little, like, panache that we get into, no matter who wins, you'll be fine, Foxy.
Okay, but what are we going to do about Victor? We don't also want a country and one of the largest logistics company with a weapons dealer after us.
I'm going to open this little brain trust we've got going on to the rest of my crew. I'm sure they can figure out that problem for us. And I pat her on the back and I say, all right, everybody, we figured out a new plan.
This is not much of a plan. It's probably just going to kill us in the long term.
Foxy, I know the spell silence. and then I regale you guys with this. And then I also tell you about Foxy's doubts.
And why are we making deals with this Foxy?
To be honest with you, because I feel bad because she told me a lot of the information that we needed. And so she's kind of helpful. And also, I mean, I don't want to die. And
I mean, we're all gonna die one day. It's just a matter of how and when.
I've got a lot of life to live.
Not me, actually. I keep mending.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to die, guys. I like had my arm taken off once.
Yeah, if I spend enough time with the Earth Shakers, I become functionally immortal.
Life's not fair.
Gorta kind of chimes up and is like, "This sounds good. The only thing I want is I want the ship Captain Cohen. I want him to be brought to me alive."
What if I accidentally eat him?
Let's try not to do that.
I'll try my best.
Foxy, like, starts sweating.
Because sometimes I just... I start gnashing, and then... I mean, like, six people. You know, I just think I gotta be careful. I just...
Cohen has killed a lot of people that I loved. I want him.
Understood.
And from what I hear, he's done a lot worse on other islands.
Do I know the name of Cohen?
Give me a history check, because he's fairly new.
Not great. I think, like, 11.
Yeah, you've heard him. You know that he's, like, kind of a new... he's an up and starter, you know?
Upstart, yeah.
So you don't really know much about him, though.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's see. What does he look like?
You know, he's just a regular high elf, real pompous asshole, always wears a bunch of medals, you know? He's the one who looks the most...
eatable?
Probably, yeah.
Well, team, I'm done mending these. I'm going to take a long nap.
You do that.
And I just go lay down. Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Because how much time do we have before we have to start doing stuff?
You kind of have however long you need. so things haven't really popped off. You do, like, you want to be as quick as you can, but you have, like, days. You don't have to worry.
Okay, cool.
Like,
so what I would like to do then is I would like to, on the day of our plan, I would like to do Heroes Feast everybody, and then long rest again.
Okay.
During that time, I would like to set up scouting groups and ask Cordo about the patrols that they know about.
Yeah, yeah. So for tonight, it's just going to be kind of like chill. And then so he's going to come back with maps and stuff.
Okay.
So in the morning, because it's still nighttime. So in the morning, he'll come back with what you need.
Okay.
So do you guys do anything while through the rest of the night?
I just do druid stuff. I probably like meditate a lot.
I chat with the crew.
I think that Eris would try to actually work with Nixie on their shooting and their aim.
Teach me?
But yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, usually I'm not allowed to touch the loaded one.
Well, we'll make an exception since obviously we're going to be probably in a lot of danger soon. So you should know how to defend yourself and to defend the crew. I believe in you. I believe in you.
Oh, this is so cool. Okay.
You know the duplicitous assholes? There's going to be plenty of them on the this adventure, this ship that we're going on. So just feel free to, take aim at all of their heads.
Awesome. Wait. So, well, I don't want to, like, kill anybody.
I mean, again, as I said before, everybody dies eventually. It's just a matter of how and when.
Yeah, I don't want to kind of be, like, the reason for it, though. Can I, like, suit people but they don't die?
Well, think about it this way. Your cousins...
Yes.
This Balgay country, their countrymen, they don't care about whether or not your family lives or die. They would be quick to hang them, cut their throats, shoot them dead at a drop of a hat. It's mainly about them possessing what is not theirs, but someone else's. So I think that because of the fact that they would not show mercy to your family... Why should you show them any mercy?
Oh, because I want to.
You want to show the enemy mercy.
Ooh. Well, that's the right thing to do.
Interesting. Why is that? Why do you feel that they would deserve any bit of sympathy?
Well, it's not about deserving it. It's just, it's what you do.
So you're going to, instead of us attacking Belgae, you're going to help them take siege of your cousin's... land.
No, that's not what I said.
That's what's going to happen. I'll tell you that, Nixie, if you don't take action against these people.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a little tired tonight. getting thrown at that foxy duplicitous, you know.
Just a little food for thought. Food for thought. Something for you to chew on, as it were. I'll leave you to it. Just think about it when the time comes, whether or not you want to shoot or be shot at. It's an option.
Totally. Yeah. Just fucking like hit finger guns and then just like walk off. And go to the captain. I need something to do right now.
Well, have you done all the checks before we go to bed?
On it! Need something to do. This is too much. This is too much for my baby brain.
For your little brain. Yeah.
All right. Anyone else doing anything?
I want to chat with Quarta to kind of get a vibe on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, I love you. We don't need to roleplay this out because it might be like a couple hours of like chatting with him. I really am just trying to feel out how, like, my escape routes. Like, my personal, like, how do I get out of this if things get real bad, you know?
I mean, so he kind of...
Our escape routes for the crew. But not that way. I'm not saying escape routes, you know?
So he explains it's a volcanic island, so the center of the island is a big volcano. It's been dormant for a long time. And it is a tropical, so there is, like, thick jungle everywhere. So you can slip into the jungle if you want.
Okay.
And there are a bunch of smaller islands around it. So, like, worst case scenario, you could swim to an island or something.
How big is this island?
It's fairly big.
Because slipping into a jungle, like an island on a tropical jungle, sounds like a different kind of worst death sentence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
so,
you know, and there are animals here and stuff. He does say, though, that the great Oppie, who's the spirit of the volcano, and he protects people who protect the island.
Am I theistic? Do I believe in religion? Probably not. Yeah, I mean, so that's not helping me. All right, cool. It's one of the islands it is. Thank you, Jesse. That's all.
As I said, I'm doing druid things. I want to get myself, and maybe even, because we have a couple days, you said, right?
Yeah, you can take time. So you want to do it, quit. You want them to do the invasion before reinforcements
yes.
come. So you do have, like, maybe a week at best.
Yes.
So
no,
you do want to kind
so
of push them.
The day one and two are spent with me shapeshifting into, like, small creatures to just be around the island.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing scouting as a fucking lizard. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I'm literally a small lizard. Like, I just running around the island. And what I want to do is I want to familiarize myself with the entirety of the island to the best of my knowledge. And then I want to coordinate with the people of the island to pick a best spot to do a plant so I can make another plant portal.
Yeah, so you can... Oh, okay. Okay, so that'll actually be... We'll hold on to that. Remind me later.
For sure.
Are we talking about over the course, like, what we want to do now that, like, after the first day and that conversation happened?
No, there's something I want to do right before you guys, right when you guys are going to bed.
Okay.
So, so you guys are all going to bed. And Nyx, so you're going around and you're like making sure everything's good. And so you hear from the ocean, you hear like a light humming coming from the ocean.
I'm from the ocean. What do I know about that?
So you know that people who are powerful in like magic are able to communicate through the ocean to each other, and so this is kind of like your ringtone of being like, hey,
someone pick up the phone.
Yeah, I like look around. Are any of the everyone else is like busy or
yeah
like,
so it seems like no one else can hear it. It's not super loud, so it could just be they don't notice it, but it doesn't seem like anyone else notices this sound.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna like, this is Nixie, like I'm just gonna assume my dad's calling me, you know, like because I kind of you know, so yeah, I'll go to the water.
All right, so you look down, and so normally the way it works is it looks more like you're talking to a magic mirror, kind of. That's usually how it works, but this time you just kind of it's dark, and you just sort of see like the figure of a face, and so you hear a familiar voice of your former mentor Axta contact you, and she hasn't contacted you in a long time. Nyx, how are you doing?
Where are you? I came all the way up to the surface to try and find you.
I know. I'm contacting you because I can sense that you're nearby.
I can't sense you.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it, all right? I can't pinpoint your exact location, but where are you?
Well, I'm kind of all over recently, but right now I'm kind of like on a mission, doing some stuff for some covens. You know, the salamanders?
Yeah, on the Kadal Api
Islands. Yeah, I mean, like, we haven't really talked to them in a while below, but, like, you know, covens.
Okay. Why don't you tell me your exact location?
You're gonna say hi?
Yeah.
I don't know if she would incite that, because this is her... You know?
You give me an insight with disadvantage because
yeah,
this is someone you trust.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, that's a 2 on the die.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And my insight is a +0.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, I don't think she would know coordinates exactly like that because she's not like the navigator. She's a people person. Like,
well, you know, it's the northern of the island behind a waterfall.
So that's kind mm-hmm. of what she would say.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay. Well, how about... Why don't we? I know the area. Just north of there, there's a little island. Why don't we meet there?
Oh, you can meet all my new friends. I kind of like, dude. I'm like the first mate of like a ship. It's really cool.
See that warrior spirit? I knew it was in you.
Yeah. I'll wake everyone up.
No. How about you just come alone? I don't really trust these other ones. Why don't we just?
Oh.
Well, I don't really. I'm not very good with, like, I don't know if I'll be able to get back to them if I kind of
You
go.
Are a warrior. You can do anything.
God damn it.
What do I roll for that?
Whatever you want.
Oh my god. They're both nines, I think. So that's nine. Does she sound like different to me?
No, she.
You know,
she sounds more confident. She definitely.
That's a positive.
Yeah, because she's always been a confident person, but there was always like the because you guys kind of had to be secret, you know. So it seems she's more like yeah.
All right, I won't wake everyone up because I think my homie Junie's a little tired. He's been doing a lot of stuff, and all right. Well, I'll see you in a little bit. How long do you think it's going to take me to get there? Because I don't really know.
Oh, it shouldn't take you too long. I should be there in like an hour or so.
Okay.
The island's pretty close by where you're at.
I'll see you in an hour then. I'm so excited. I've been using your sword. Though I like, it's kind of hard to use. It's a little big. I think it like just kind of like,
oh, I'm going through a tunnel. All
right, see ya.
Oh, no.
Nixie will leave a note. That's just her. Like, she can't just go and have them know where she is. But she's not going to wake them up.
Where do you leave the note? What does it say?
I would leave it next to wherever the captain's sleeping, because that's my dog. Just be like, I'm meeting my my old friend over here. She told me not to wake you, but, like, I figure you guys want to know where I am, so... Yeah. And then, like, a drawing of myself giving a thumbs up. That's what I do.
All right, you swim on over. It doesn't take too long for you to get there. The island's pretty close by. And so in about an hour or so, you see a figure come out of the water, and it is your former mentor.
I think I mean, no words, obviously. Just run up and give a hug, because
she gives you a hug back.
That's like my mom right there, low-key. like my mom grandma, you know, type vibe. Where have you been?
Oh, you know, I've been traveling around trying to find people that also embrace the warrior spirit.
That's so cool.
And I found them. This trading company.
Yep.
Who?
You know, these Belgae people.
Okay. This is a lot for me to process right now, actually.
We can finally open up our land. I've seen what isolationism does. It just leaves you open to getting invaded by more powerful people.
Yeah.
Look what's happening to these salamander people.
Well, I mean, like, that's why you help them.
Yeah, help our people.
Our people, everyone. I think it kind of is interchangeable, right? We're all friends.
Aren't you tired of hiding the fact that you have the warrior spirit within you?
Well, since I got up top side, I'm not really hiding
much.
But
don't you want to go home and lead your people the way you should, instead of hiding around waiting for us to get invaded?
Not the guild.
Oh, no.
Well, I was gonna go back. I needed to find... Well, I found you, so we can go back. I just wonder... I don't want to hurt people like us.
Sometimes, to protect people, you have to hurt others. You could either be on the winning side, or we can have our people subjugated like these people are about to be.
I think it shows on her little, like, water puppy face. Just, like, the absolute, like, horror of, like... Oh, no, I made a mistake, and I'm a baby.
And I'm a baby.
Look, how about, this is what I propose, this is what I plan. We help them take over this island, then we use their navy to put you on the throne as queen, and we'll rule our people how they should be. Otherwise, they're just going to be sitting ducks waiting for these ships to show up, blow them up with their cannons, and then they're just going to be another statistic.
Agatha, I'm really happy I found you. Or, well, I guess rather you found me. But... I'm sorry! And then she's going to cast invisibility on herself.
And then she bails.
So she yells out, we're sending the Navy to that cave in the first thing in the morning. If I were you, I'd get out of there. So, yeah. And we're going to end on that.
Oh, no.
Jesse, give me some solid sugar.
All right. This has been 5 GMs in a Trench Coat.
Yeah, this is 5 GMs in a Trench Coat presents Dead Man's Arbitrage.
Yeah. Utahime, tell us about yourself.
I'm Utahime, and I do lots of nerdy things, including give advice to our little wet friend who now has really difficult decisions to make. But yeah, you can follow me at UTAHIME, Utahime Cosplay, pretty much everywhere except on the app formerly known as Twitter. You can find me at Brianna DeCoster there. And oh no, we are in trouble.
Truly.
I'm so scared. I'm sweating.
Again, thank you so much for joining us, Utahime. This has been a great time. You're an awesome guest. I'm having so much
the
fun.
The series
so
isn't very, over yet.
Yeah, so very stressed out.
My hands are sweaty.
If you like what we're doing here, come on, check us out everywhere at 5 Gems Trenchcoat or at 5 Gems Official on X/Twitter and Blue Sky. If you want to go ahead and head over to our website or find us at other things like Ko-Fi, you can do that. Donate a little bit, share us, like us, comment on us, share us with grandmas. Grandmas love us. Mm-hmm. If you like the gang here and want to see some other stuff that we do, most of us work on Adavan's Armory at ADAVANS at Adavan's Armory. It's a 5e supplemental content place where maybe we make other stuff sometimes. You'll see. We have things. We're working on stuff all the time. Taylan, what do you do for all of this?
Oh my God, I draw so much, guys.
It's true.
Like, let me tell you, I was just drawing earlier this week, and I'm probably going to draw again.
This is true. This is true.
Gremlin Frog Art, FROGGART on both Instagram and Twitter, not Twitter, and also TikTok. I think I've been doing stuff on
you
there.
Have,
yeah.
Antenna.
I do a thing called Wisteria Falls on Webtoon. It's a webcomic. You should come check it out. And then I also do a Substack. It's called The Key of the Other Worlds. It's about Immersive. And yeah.
Jesse, what's album of the year?
Album, you know, it's just this little guys called Blink 182.
Thank you guys so much for that!
Jesse, that's where my head's at, you know?
Thanks again to So Many Robots for sponsoring this miniseries. If you like what you're hearing and want to have your own seafaring, pirating adventure, pre-order Songs of the Spellbound Sea at www.spellbound-sea.backerkit.com/hosted_pre-orders. It's a long one. It'll be in our description.
Hello! Thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5gemsinatrenchcoat.com. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. You could also share us with your grandmas if you really like us, and if you want to support us further, you can leave a little bit of a tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5gemsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode. Yeah, but I want
that. Well, I mean, think about this, guys. The opportunity to have a WAP. Wet-ass pirates.
I wish I had WAP.
I am a wet-ass pirate.
Hey, howdy, hey, thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media, at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5gemsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Gems in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5gemsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.